It's that first day of first grade, that cute girl, your third day, that backpack, that snapback you've had since the third grade.
So are you ever going to ask him out?
Who? Travis?
No, the other boy you're drooling all over.
I'm not drooling over him.
Please, Becky, since when do you go to a football game?
I'm just taking photos of the team for the yearbook.
Becky, come on. We all see it. Just admit it.
There is just something about him.
Good looking, smart, athletic. Yeah, there's something about him, all right.
Stop! There is something deeper in him.
Come on, let's get to class. What class is it again?
Travis is taking history right now.
I meant us. What class do we have right now?
Oh, sorry. English.
Yeah, you don't have a crush on him at all.
Shut up. Come on, we are late.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Yes. I need more photos.
Just try to get some of the team this time. All lives are the same, but we can work together and we can make a change. Yeah, this life is strange. Remember all the good while forgetting all the pain. Yeah, think back to a day when you were so free just to run around and play. Yeah, you can have that day. Just think of it.
Okay, settle down, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the novel Romeo and Juliet. Does anyone know what that book is about?
Being in love will kill you.
That's not completely right. Becky?
It's a story about tragic love. Star-crossed lovers. Feuding families and the amount of grief and pain that two people would go through just to be together.
That's right, Becky.
Your love was like no other.
So, did anything unusual happen to you last night?
Well, I saw an old lady crash her car into a tree while backing up, and I think there's a pervert living in my neighborhood.
I said unusual.
It was a boring night. You know we're alive, right?
Oh, good morning, everyone. The last couple of moments was an excerpt from an upcoming production, My Boring Life. The time is 8:05 in the morning, and you're listening to Squawk Box Radio. I'm your host, DJ... I'm the DJ who can't remember his name right now. So, on with the news. Senator arrested yesterday for running around nude. When questioned about it, he said this. Hunters find deer with record-breaking rack. Turns out to be a female. Jeez. Scientists claim that dieting can lead to weight loss. And in a personal announcement from the townspeople, when baking cookies, don't forget to include your children. They'll taste so much better. Now, on with the show. We welcome Becky Clark back with us today. Yesterday, we heard a sad tale about Travis's mother watching her son play football one last time. What do you have in store for us today?
Well, I figured since we all know what happened, maybe we could talk about what happened afterwards.
Is it uplifting?
As uplifting as anything else that you have heard. Sometimes you just have to read deeper into the meaning of why these stories are being told. Look past the story and see the details hidden in the messages.
What are you saying? Are you talking in riddles?
No riddles here. Just sometimes we disguise the truth.
I'm confused.
A week after Travis's mother passed while giving birth, Travis began to change. He began to treat me like a stranger.
A stranger? What do you mean?
He acted like his mother was someone that he used to know. He stopped talking to me. To everyone. If I didn't ask Chad for help, I don't know what would have happened.
What did Chad do?
Chad went over and got him out of the house and they went for a drive. I don't know the exact details, but when Travis came back, he apologized and started talking to me again. Although he would never talk about his mom. I tried many times to talk to him about it, and he would always change the subject. Maybe I didn't try hard enough.
We can't help those without knowing where they hurt. The cruelest prison is the one we build for ourselves out of fear and regret.
I knew where he hurt. His heart. Travis can take a lot of pain, but he couldn't take this. His heart was broken, and it was my job to put it back together.
Do you know if he opened up to anyone?
Travis doesn't open up. He only tells you what he wants you to know. Everything else he keeps inside.
And he's full with all his grief and pain.
Yes. I failed as a wife. I couldn't open him up.
Becky, here.
Thank you.
You didn't fail, Becky. You are his everything.
How can I be his everything? I failed. I let my husband destroy his life. And mine.
Becky, why don't we take a little break?
No! You brought me here to tell you stories. So you could sit there and listen and try to put your little stupid puzzle together. As my life falls apart. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm emotional. I'm so sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry, Travis.
It's okay, Becky. You have every right to be emotional. I forget sometimes that real people are living this. I'm just a listener like everyone else.
Travis one time told me this. Never let your head hang down. Never give up and sit down and grieve. Find another way. And don't pray when it rains if you don't pray when the sun shines.
Those are very strong words. Are you doing any of that now?
I was, but not anymore. Must keep moving forward.
Do you need a moment?
No. I'll continue. Where was I? Oh, right. Chad had just taken Travis for a talk. Weeks went by and he never talked about his mother. He quit sports and just went to school and worked with his father. He excelled in school. I don't know if he just put all his focus in getting lost in books or if he actually liked it. It was hard for us. Some days I wanted to end our relationship, but I never did. I fought the best I knew how. We were young. Maybe too young.
Do you regret staying with him?
Not one bit. I loved him and still love him to this very day and will love him tomorrow. He gave me a life I never thought was possible. Was it tough at times? Absolutely. But the rewards outweigh the trials of life. He fought hard for me and the kids, and I fought hard for him. And we'll continue to fight.
How was the rest of high school?
The rest of high school went like a blur. We went on vacations together, studied together, enjoyed life as we knew how to. We would go on long walks where he would recite poetry to me. I stopped asking about his mother and just enjoyed our times together. Everything we did together. Well, as much as we could anyways.
What was his father like after this?
His father was firm and strict, but he was always like that. Travis was a lot like his father. No matter what was going on, there was still work to be done. Have a cold? Too bad. Chickens need feeding. Feeling tired? Too bad. There is a fence to be mended. You can rest or heal later, after the work is done. I did catch his father once crying in the barn. He said something was in his eye, but he didn't know I heard him talking right before.
What was he saying?
He was talking to his wife, telling her about his day and the struggles he was going through, raising the family without her. They all missed her. I missed her.
She sounds like she was some special woman.
She was the glue that held the family together. When she left, they all fell apart.
Did Jackson or his sisters help out?
Oh, Jackson was off in college, and his sisters I didn't see much, as they were always busy with school too. They did help with the cooking and cleaning, but they left for college soon after.
We don't know much about his sisters. Actually, I don't know if we know anything, really.
Travis really didn't do much with his sisters after his mom passed. I think they reminded him of his mother too much. His younger sister stayed there after Travis left, but only until she graduated. She married and moved away.
So Dad was left with Hunter and Earl.
His parents helped out mostly. Grandma helped raise the kids, making sure that school was taken care of and that there was food on the table and clothes to wear, and Grandpa would help out with the ranch.
What about her parents? Were they ever around?
Her parents were already gone when she passed.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
They passed when Travis was young, before we started dating.
Both of them?
They were killed while driving. A drunk driver smashed into their vehicle head on.
The trials this family has gone through.
They kept moving forward, though. You have to. They had happy moments, too.
I know. It just seems like they needed more.
We each go through life differently. I know I did.
You're some kind of woman, Becky.
I just do what I know how. Sometimes I wish I could have done more.
What else could you have done?
There was always something that could have been done differently, but that's what life is, right? A series of questions that you don't have the answers to. Sometimes you get it wrong. Sometimes you get lucky and get it right.
I think you got a lot of things right.
Thank you. But I also got a lot of things wrong. That's what makes life interesting. I mean, what I'm doing now, I don't know if it is right or wrong.
Becky, I believe what you're doing is right. You're sharing your story. Maybe it helps others.
Maybe it will. Time will tell, right?
Why don't we end things here today? Tomorrow, why don't we pick up a happier time in your life? I think we all need to hear some happy memories.
Memories are still memories, whether sad or happy. They happened and make us who we are today. The worst part of holding the memories in is not the pain. It's the loneliness of it. Memories need to be shared, both good and bad.
Memories are the best way to know you lived.
Oh, I lived. I just hope I lived enough.
You did, Becky. You did. I want to thank you, Becky, for coming in today and sharing your memories. I look forward to you sharing more of them. Well, folks, that's a wrap today. Tune in tomorrow for more from this amazing family that we have all started to care for, a family that could be like yours. Not every detail, but a family that loves and loves hard. Up next is a DJ who is sure to do something, unlike myself. Till tomorrow!
I opened up my eyes to the world. I opened up my mind to it now. I opened up my heart to a girl and hope she doesn't tear it all down. And like a little strand of her hair, a piece of her will always be found on my pillow in the shirts that I wear. Her laugh was always my favorite sound. You know I always loved all the ways you made me feel. There's nothing that compares. Every day it felt so real. I couldn't get enough. You're the